Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up.
Everybody, my name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you and yours from your Eminem Live Radio fam all over the airwaves. Listen, shout out to everybody that's been tuning in to Eminem Live Radio on all podcasting platforms, iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio. Listen, we are so excited to have brand new listeners as well as the OGs that have been rocking with us since day one. But of course, I got to shout out to my day one. What's going on, Mia?
What's popping, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Let's go ahead and get this party started, okay? All right, now, of course, you guys already know your girls love us some Fridays, man. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go in and blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to @poo.14 on Instagram. Listen, if you want to be next week's follower Friday, make sure you're following us on Instagram @MMLiveRadio. Be the first to shout us out or blow up our notifications, and you, my friend, could be next week's follower Friday.
Not only do we have new followers on social media, but we got hashtag too many hashtags. It's where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. You've got 8 minutes, man. Tell somebody that your favorite segment is going up in about 8 minutes because your hashtags are on the way.
And listen, man, this show, we're talking love and relationships. Your girls are holding it down for the ladies. We'll be having our male perspective, Kimo Jones, in studio weighing in on this week's conversation.
And stay even closer because we have your dose of encouragement not too far away as Mia will be dropping her gems during her 1 minute inspiration. Listen, we are almost down to the last couple of inspirations of 2018 and you don't want to miss it.
And listen, man, jingle your bells and deck your halls, man. We'll be playing nothing but Christmas jams all show long. Misa, I've been waiting all year for
all
me.
Year.
Technically, I've been doing it all year, so it really doesn't matter. But listen, man, I'm ready to do this in public all year. That's what I'm trying to say.
You have no shame.
I'm unleashing it.
You
this
have
show.
No shame this time.
Exactly. So make sure you guys keep it locked right here.
And also, you guys, join us on today's question, man. It's all centered around this right here. Do you have a spending limit when buying Bae a Christmas gift? If so, what is it? How your pockets looking this holiday season? Instagram and Twitter is where it's at to give us your responses. At us in the tweet or comment so we can see you. But Mia, how are we going to deck the halls right now?
Misa, let's go ahead and do it the 116 way. Listen, man, huge shout out to Reach Records for dropping one of the dopest Christmas albums, I think, honestly, of all time right now. Woo. Huge shout out to the whole squad, man. Here is a song from that Christmas album, The Gift. Here is Oh Come by Tadashi featuring Cass and No Big Deal. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yeah. That's the feeling of a lifetime. I wish that I could rewind, but we still got right now, right now. Toast to the savior. Mama said he came into my mess like a manger. Falling for the curves, I was fouled to the changer. With no homie, brought me home and out the park, it's major. Yeah, so keep going, it ain't over. His love brings us closer. Oh, come and adore the new life here for me and you.
What time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag too many hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on them hashtags. This segment right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag cold ankles. That's right. It's getting cold outside. And one thing I hate more than anything is when I take so much time planning my outfit, all for me to put a jacket on to cover my bomb outfit due to the chilly weather, man. I'm telling you, we're struggling out here.
Struggling.
Apparently, someone has come out with a solution to this common known problem. While you could easily just wear long, regular length pants, there are scarves specifically meant to be wrapped around your ankles. According to bestproducts.com, these ankle scarves are a sure trend to soon become popular. Mia, will you be seen out here in these streets rocking the ankle scarves?
No, and I'm gonna tell you why, because they've invented something for that. It's called socks. What? Who invented this? Who's gonna walk around with like little tails at the end of their ankles? That's crazy.
I don't know. Like, I could see where they're coming from, but the thing is there's a lot of people out here who just don't have the best, you know, grace when it comes to walking. And I could just see so many people hurting themselves.
Like myself.
Like my sister, like Mia right here, tripping and falling over because she's trying to make sure her outfit is being seen.
Listen, I'm not afraid to say that I would trip over a scarf. Why? Because I gotta make sure I'm protected. I gotta make sure I'm safe in these streets. And the second I trip over your ankle scarf, your ankle neck brace, whatever that is, I'm gonna be upset. I'm gonna be so upset.
I don't know what's wrong with just long pants, jogging joggers. Ladies, listen, we might have to go back to the tights, Mia. The ruffle socks. You know what I'm talking about.
But yeah, but you know, ruffles, they kept your ankles tight, though.
I'm telling you, real recognize real.
Real recognizes real, real quick.
Hashtag, I see what you're trying to do.
Hashtag, but y'all have gone too far.
Hashtag, because all these people are hurt.
Hashtag, tripping on scars.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag, is this your king? Listen, now you guys know this is a hashtags update. We've been talking last week about how Jacquees said that he is the king of R&B, and everyone was going off on how they felt about that. But listen, so recently Jacquees ran into, you know, one of the R&B legends, Keith Sweat. You know, TMZ would just happen to be asking, Keith Sweat how they felt about Jacquees saying that he was the king of R&B. And Jacquees just so happened to be walking backstage hearing them. And so Jacquees said, yeah, Keith Sweat was the king for 40 to 60, but I'm the king for right now. Mm. And so everyone felt some type of way about that. Here's my thing, and I was telling Misa this off the air. I personally feel like there is no king for 30 to 50, and there's a king for the 60 to 80 year olds, and there's the king for the millennial generation. No, there was a king of pop, period. There was a queen of soul, period. There's no age range for, there can't be three different kings for a same genre. No, there's only one king, and Jacquees, it just ain't you, my friend.
No,
and not with you acting that way. One thing I will say is that a king or a queen will, you know, acknowledge their legends, the people that have paved the way for them to do what they're doing right now. You can't come up talking to Keith Sweat like that. Who do you think you are? Nobody. Nobody.
Mia put the vocals on him. Listen.
Nobody.
I think in order to be crowned king or queen, first off, you cannot crown yourself.
You can't.
You cannot reward yourself. And you do have to be able to be respectful and show your respect for people that paved the way.
So that was just not the way, honestly, in passing. I don't even know if that was his first time even meeting Keith Sweat, but I will say that was not a good introduction.
Listen, you can either be a king or respect the king, but right now, Jacquees, you looking like a joker, bro.
Hashtag, all right, Jacquees.
Hashtag, watch where you step it.
Hashtag, a peasant can't insult.
Hashtag, the likes of a legend.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. And listen, we're giving you hashtag, too many hashtags. That's right, all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag, for real, for Fortnite has been the game of 2018 to catch the attention of a lot of gamers. But another thing they have caught has unfortunately been lawsuits. Mm-mm. Throughout the game, their characters can be seen doing iconic dances. The game creators has been hit with many lawsuits from the creators of these dances that have been used in this game particularly. The Millie Rock is one of the many dances, and 2 Millie has taken legal action against them. Now, Alfonso Ribeiro, who played Carlton in the Fresh Prince, is also suing for the same thing, the use of the Carlton dance. Now, Mia, do you think that someone just, you know, somebody in the Fortnite team, they just didn't see none of this coming, or did they just kind of just really pray that nobody would catch this?
I genuinely think that they didn't see any of this coming. I will say that our younger brother, he is a big Fortnite fan. I promise you, he's probably playing Fortnite right now as we speak. And we're talking to him about the whole situation and how he felt about it. And he was saying how there are some other, you know, creators of certain dances that got featured in Fortnite, but yet they were very honored. They were like, oh man, thank you so much, Fortnite, for featuring my dance. So he feels like that because, you know, Fortnite has big as what it is now, that's the only reason why people like Alfonso Ribeiro. I heard the Floss Kid is now also coming for Fortnite for doing the Floss dance. Yeah. I feel like because they're so big now, he was basically saying that because they're big, that's the only reason why they're suing, so they can get money out of it. Now, if they weren't as big as Fortnite is right now, they wouldn't be suing.
Oh, really?
That's what my brother says. Now,
I can see that.
Personally, to me, I feel like Fortnite should have known better. You can't use something as iconic as the Carlton and think that he was not going to come after that.
It's just these iconic dances have been dances to shape a culture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the Carlton dance, everybody knows
what
that is.
In the 90s, everyone was doing that.
Exactly. So I think, you know, and I feel like the creators and the team of Fortnite, there are a lot of technical people. So they probably kind of just like didn't expect for it to kind of roll on by. But you got to have somebody on your team to not allow certain things like this to slip through the cracks.
Exactly. Got to keep it tight. Keep the team tight.
Got to keep the team tight. Look out for your team. Hashtag watch out Fortnite.
Hashtag don't think you're funny.
Hashtag you about to get sued.
Hashtag and you better have my money.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. A current one that everyone's been talking about. Hashtag baby come back. Now this is the update as well here on hashtag too many hashtags. Everyone knows that Cardi B and Offset have made the announcement of a potential divorce that they might be having. And so Cardi B was opening up. She was doing a show not too long ago. And therefore, Offset, you know, he was publicly, you know, tweeting, saying how he's apologizing, and also did a video. But he took it a step further, man. My man Offset, Mr. Set himself, went out in the middle of Cardi B's set with a, I want to say, they said $15,000 worth of flowers, saying,
sheesh,
take me back, Cardi, and therefore apologizing to her on stage. And Cardi's reaction wasn't at all, you know, I guess something that he was hoping for. She seemed very disturbed. But here's my thing. I was talking to someone, and they were saying how, man, I mean, how could Cardi just not take him back? I mean, he had $15,000 worth of flowers. Here's my thing about that. Don't get me wrong. They are married, so, I mean, they might want to work through certain things like that. But my thing is I'm not tripping over the money amount of how much you spent, because while you spent $1,500 for, you know, flowers to apologize, when you could have just acted right and been faithful for free. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, I mean, the money amount is cute. That's nice. And I mean, thank you. Thank you. Love you. Mean it. But you could have been acting right from the get-go for free. Free 99 and cost you nothing from the jump.
Mia, I think somebody needs some water for that big pill.
I'm just saying.
But I totally agree with you. I think that, you know, Cardi B, she did mention before they got married that, you know, Offset did step outside of their relationship. And she was even quick to forgive him at that moment. And I feel like, you know, Cardi B, she kind of felt like at that moment they were young. They haven't made that huge commitment of marriage. And Cardi B had also found herself making some mistakes and stepping outside of relationships and kind of doing wrong. But the moment that ring was put on that finger, she knew for
commitment.
A fact. Yeah, she knew for a fact that she wanted to make sure that she made that commitment. Now a daughter is involved. They have a family now. It's a totally different ball game that we're playing.
Do you hope they work through it?
I do. I do too.
Because, I mean, I keep forgetting that they're married. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, they did that in private, so therefore people forget. But because you're married, I really hope you can work through it. And also for the sake of culture. You
but
know
Offset
what I'm saying?
Needs to get on track.
Yeah. Offset needs, though, he really does. Hashtag, he just won.
Hashtag, that old thing back.
Hashtag, Offset's just trying.
Hashtag, to get back on track.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag, too many hashtags. Listen, you got to tune in next week. We give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
We are getting ready to open up some presents, man. Holidays are here. Merry Christmas to you and yours from your family here at Eminem Live Radio. And with that being said, we've got my bro Uzahan featuring Ash Lamb right here, right now. Here is Presents. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
I don't need your presence, I just want your patience. Baby, nothing else will do.
Hey, well, it seems I've spent the whole year trying to prove to myself I'm not a waste of time and space. Envy got me under a spell. Well, it seems I've spent the whole year trying to prove to everyone else I still believe in my hopes and dreams. I just lost the wind of myself.
Will you love me the same?
Will you love me the same?
Will you love me today?
Will you love me today?
If I weather the storm, can you stand the rain? If I couldn't go on,
if I couldn't go on,
if I couldn't be strong, yeah.
Could I trust you enough to let myself be wrong?
Don't need all the user lights, don't care for the sleigh-bell chimes. I just wanna know, maybe, if you'll spend some time. Cause I don't need your presence, I just want your patience.
I need you to slow it down.
Slow it down.
You keep running around, looking in the wrong places.
Slow it down.
What you're looking for has been right here. You can lay all your burdens down.
Lay them down.
So far gone, but now you're found.
No need for shame now. Standing on safe ground.
I will never see you as a disgrace.
Will you love me the same?
Will you love me the same?
Will you love me today?
Will you love me today?
If I weather the storm.
myself be wrong.
Don't need all the usual lights. Don't care for the say-bout chimes. I just wanna know, maybe, if you'll spend some time. Cause I don't need your presence. I just want your presence. Baby, nothing else will do. I don't need your presence. Baby, nothing else will do. I don't need your presence. I just want your presence. Oh, nothing else will do.
Young Adult Radio Show in the nation for inspiration. Eminem Live Radio. That was Uzahan with Presents.
Yes, what you feel about that song?
Mia, very, very Christmassy.
Very jazzy, too.
I love the type of Christmas music, especially from new artists that are trying to, like, really put their imprint on something festive such as Christmas, and you can hear the jingle bells. You can feel the Christmas holiday spirit. I'm just such in the mood right now. I'm very festive right now.
And honestly, I was, like we were telling V Rose last week, I really admire artists who write original Christmas songs opposed to, like, doing covers. I feel like that takes a whole new, you know, like, energy and a whole new creative. You got to think about the things, like, that's going on. Mistletoe, Santa Claus, holidays, jingle bells in the back. Like, you know, there's so much more that has, you have to be very specific with a Christmas song.
But
and
Mia,
I feel like Uzahan nailed it.
Mia, I'm in my snowy feels right now.
you're snowy feels.
I'm in my snowy feels. Well, it's not snowing outside. I'm in my snowy feels on the inside. Big ups to Uzahan. Once again, that was Uzahan featuring Ash Lamb with Presents. Download that ASAP.
And listen, we got more Christmas music where that came from. But listen, man, make sure you're following your girls on all podcasting platforms. That's on iTunes, Google Play, and also iHeartRadio, man. Whatever it is, we want you guys to be, you know, known to what's going on with Eminem Live Radio. Actually, big fact that happened earlier this week. We were at an event. I think we're at Cannon's
home album release party.
And listen, shout out to our homie Bryce that we met there. We were you know, chilling out in the crowd, you know, vibing to the music. And so Kimo, who we're about to bring on in a couple more seconds, he was like, oh, hey, how you know Eminem? And he was like, oh, well, I mean, I'll listen to their show. Little did we know. So we were able to meet Bryce. Huge shout out to him. He's from Tuskegee University, listening to your girls Eminem. So listen, we just glad that you guys are becoming a part of the family.
Definitely,
you know what I'm saying? So
definitely.
Again, put your friend on, put your mama on, your cousin on, put everybody on to Eminem Live Radio on podcasting platforms. If you want to know more information about that, go to misaandmia.com/podcast.
Stay tuned. We've got so much more where all this conversation is coming from. We're having a great conversation. Your 1 minute inspiration is on the way. So make sure you are staying close, but also follow your girls. Do it right now. If you haven't yet, come on. We cannot get into 2019 without following us on social media, okay? Do not get left in 2018.
I'm only
telling you what I know. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and also MM Live Radio on Facebook to stay connected. But right here, right now, I got to make sure I shout out all up-and-coming artists. This is for you. Listen up. If you are looking to get your music career off the ground but can't figure out where to start, listen. Check out Mr. Kelly Cole's Access Granted Indie Artist Blueprint, created by the manager that successfully manages the career of our good friend, Goatee Records recording artist Aaron Cole. This blueprint provides all the ins and outs of the music industry that also includes the expertise from knowledgeable resources from all over the industry, like tour managers, producers, record executives, and so many more industry experts. This is all here at your disposal and answers all the questions that you have to the beginning of your career, all for $197, man. Invest in your career, invest in yourself, invest in your artistry. Head on over to primetime-marketing.com/access granted. And again, primetime-marketing.com/access granted. And let them know that your girls Eminem sent ya.
But listen, man, also, I feel like any independent artist needs to get on that ASAP. Give this to yourself.
For Christmas.
Splurge on yourself. This is going to be a great investment. You can start 2019 out very, very strong with a lot of information that you will need to boost your career.
Yeah, most definitely. So, of course, go ahead and get on over to that website. Get your information. Get invested. Get involved and invest in your career. You are not going to be disappointed. But right here, right now, listen, we had a good conversation. But, of course, as we talk about love and relationships, we cannot only talk on the behalf of the ladies.
We can't just do that.
We need somebody to represent the fellas. And of course, we got the right man with the plan to do it. We've got our male's perspective, Kimo Jones, in the studio. What's going on, Kimo? Happy holidays.
Yam, what's going on, y'all? How y'all feel?
He's still going with this yam thing. Yam.
Look, man. Y'all know what time it is.
Oh, Lord. Kimo, how you feeling about the holidays? You feeling very jolly?
You know what? I really don't think it's, like, set in yet. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel the same way.
Really?
Yeah, it's like
it just kind of, like, creeped up on us, you know, Christmas.
Yeah, it's like it's there, but it's not, like, there.
Y'all, you know what I'm saying? It's because we're adults now.
You think so?
It's because we're adults.
Oh, wow.
So you think, like, the feeling, like, fizzes out? That's why I didn't want to grow up, man. I didn't want to do this.
Mia wanted to be a Toys R Us kid forever.
For real?
But Mia, I want to grow up. I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
It's all good. Well, happy holidays to you, Kimo. We're so excited to have you on the show. But listen, we have a great conversation centered around love and relationships and also in the theme of holidays and Christmas.
That's right. It's all centered around this question right here. Do you have a spending limit when buying Bae a Christmas gift? If so, what is it? We ask you guys on social media. Huge shout out every single week, you guys going in on our comments this week. Huge shout out to everybody that commented this week. Now we're going to read some of our favorite comments we got over on Instagram.
Only a couple right here on IG. Shout out to all of you who commented at Ms. Porter_female barber. This person says, nope, never. He's my king. Why would I? Okay, lady.
He going to have a good Christmas.
Showing up is. I want to date you. At April_Cimitaro, this person says, usually no more than $150.
So she's got a limit. But listen, let us know what you're thinking on social media at MM Live Radio. We got a good question this week, right, Misa?
We sure do. All centered around this right here. Do you have a spending limit when buying Bae a Christmas gift? If so, what is it? Tell us how your pocketbook and your pockets are looking for this holiday season for Bae. But thanks to everyone who decided to answer the question for this week. If you still wish to join in on our conversation, all you got to do is head on over to our social media sites, comment, and be sure to tag your girls at MM Live Radio so we can see what your 2 cents are for this holiday season. Keep it where you got it, because of course your girls are going to give it our opinions on the conversation as well with Kimo in studio with us. But right here, right now, we have got a greater gift right here, right now for you. Here is some inspiration, encouragement, motivation. We call this our 1 minute inspiration and dropping all of the gift bombs to you right here. We got my girl Mia.
So listen, so your girl's been in the gym, right? And you know, the kid's been working hard, you know, doing her thing, going in every single day for the gym. You know, she found out she lost, you know, a couple of pounds or inches of her last weigh-in. But listen, my workouts aren't what they used to be. Have you ever heard the phrase, new level, new devil? It basically means this. When you reach a new level or a new chapter in your life, things aren't gonna be easy like they were before. So kind of like when you play video games where you beat the boss in one level, you can expect the boss to be bigger on the next level, it can be even harder to beat. So while my workouts were challenging then, they got even harder. So just know that new levels mean new difficulties. So each time you reach a new season or a new chapter or a new level in your life, it's going to demand a different you. Like a you with a new mindset or a new ambition or a new direction. Be prepared to give your all and give a whole all new work ethic or even a whole new hustle. Remember that it's only up from here, and you know that you're for sure on your way.
There you have it, your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by my girl Mia. Now I got a question.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you said new level, new devil.
Yeah.
All right, and you said the bigger the boss, the harder it's gonna be to fight.
Yeah.
I don't play no video games, but I got a new job and my boss is kind of big. Should I fight him too?
What, Misa?
I'm just trying.
Misa, don't be going up there firing your getting off your boss's face.
Look, I'm
and you
just
get fired. I'm and just it's the holiday to, season, look, and we got big plans.
I just listen.
No,
listen. That was your 1 minute inspiration. Of course, we always have so much fun while we're on the airwaves. We have great conversation going up, and it's never too late, like we always say. But listen, we are gonna get right back into the holiday spirit. This song right here.
Tell
him, Mia.
This is Kimo's pick of the week, and cannot agree with this pick of the week even more. Kimo, intro your pick of the week.
Hey, man, this is Silent Nights by Christy Nicole.
Listen, man, Crystal Nicole killed this one on Reach Records Christmas compilation. Listen to this one, man. We'll be right back. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
How do you mend a broken world? Give it a gift it can never earn. What a love that it don't deserve. Send it a sign and a savior. It was a silent night, a holy night. All was calm and all was bright. Round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender. The stars bow, heaven is smiling down, saying hush, hush, making my rooms bright, bringing me life on a Saturday night. Oh, on a Saturday night. How do you repay the gift of life? What's the return on a sacrifice?
and the friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Oh, come on, let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely. Stay right together with you.
There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending to a perfect day.
We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop, pop.
Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. And we are going in. As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and yours, man. I am so excited for this holiday season. I'm more so excited for the new year.
Yes.
It's brand new opportunities. But how are you guys feeling right now? How y'all feeling?
I really can't wait till y'all get these visual podcasts, because me and Misa and Mia were just playing with piggy banks.
And sock puppets.
And sock puppets to that last song. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Listen, man. Listen. The game is over. The game will forever be changed as soon as the video podcast come out. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. But listen, man. We got a great conversation going up this week. We got our man Kimo Jones in studio.
Yeah.
Giving a male perspective on this week's love and relationships conversation. That's all centered around this man. We're kind of combining the holiday season with, you know, love and relationships conversation. It's all centered around this question right here. Do you have a spending limit when buying Bae a Christmas gift? If so, what is it? We got so many comments. Huge shout out to everybody that commented on our social media platforms.
Yes,
that's all the comments we're going to read for this show. But still comment if you want to on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Facebook too if you got it at MM Live Radio. And let us know what you think about this week's question. Now, as you guys already know, you got to get our opinions here in the HQ and the headquarters right here in studio. So, Kimo, what do you think? Do you have a spending limit when buying Bae a Christmas gift? If so, what is it?
Look, man, I got three things to say, man.
What you gotta say, man?
So, great prophet Usher said, no limit, baby. And then T.I. said, everybody know it ain't chicken if you got it. However, I ain't got it. So, yes, there is a spending limit when your boy is shopping for Christmas. Sorry, Bae. I'm sorry.
It's funny because he started off so positive.
Ooh-wee.
I was like, oh, my gosh, Misa, you done got you one.
Look, dog.
He said, well, I ain't got it.
The funny thing is I was waiting for Kimo to lie like a dog, because he knows for a fact we gave each other spending limits this year for Christmas.
For real, you did?
We did.
What's the limit? What was the limit? The limit was $35.
$30. $29.99.
You know what makes me mad is that people feel like you really can't spend nothing off of that. When really, I mean, you can really get a lot. It's just a matter of what you do with it.
You know how many bath bombs you can get with $39?
$39. That's how many you can get. Well, listen, okay. I think our situation is somewhat different. Only because we are married now.
Uh-huh, yeah. Right.
But I feel like even when we were dating, we were still dating young. We didn't have no jobs like that. So we had a different dollar amount in our pockets.
Yeah.
Okay, so therefore, do you think that when dating, what should the limit be? Because, I mean, honestly, I'm not banking out on you and we only dating. I must really like you a lot if I tend to go, like, over 100.
Yeah, well, I think it really just depends on what your living conditions is. I mean, if you're not paying rent, you ain't got no car payment, but you working.
Say you in school. You know, you got to eat, dog.
Yeah, you got to eat, but 9 times out of 10, honestly, a college student or someone who's, like, living at home with their parents, not in school, is going to have more money than someone, you know, who might be married, who has rent to pay, has car insurance,
kids,
has a
maybe.
Car. Oh, my gosh.
That's
going
to be a whole. You got to take care of the kids for Christmas, too.
That's what I'm saying. So, babe, we got to compromise.
You got to do something. Now, I feel like, honestly, I've seen so many couples. I think I saw this one couple. I think it was like a social media couple. They're not like super famous. It's just like they have a lot of followers because they're so cute or whatever.
True.
And like they just bank out on each other. I'm just trying to think, man, listen, I really want to live after Christmas.
That's
like,
what
you know
saying.
What I'm saying? I want to go into 2019
not being
with
homeless.
Something. You
yeah.
know? I want to go in with a home. Like, you know what I'm saying? So therefore, I mean, I'm not, I feel like it only matters on how. I think it matters on how long you've been with a person and how you genuinely probably even feel about them. I think you gotta really communicate on how much you're gonna spend. Cause you might spend, you know, $20 and you know, they might spend $2 on you. You know
right.
what I'm saying? You might
yeah.
think they'd be banking out on you. So you really gotta communicate. I think a communication is key with that.
Communication definitely is key because I know that with Kimo and I, you know, sometimes every now, like especially before we got married, we want to do like the little cutesy stuff, the little surprise and what's in the box type thing. But now since we have a different story, we're living together, we're
right.
married, we have different expenses, we have bills. And I want to clear this up. It's not that we don't have it. We're just going into 2019 with a lot of big expectations.
You got to be smart, man. Don't
yeah,
go broke right. trying to look rich.
Exactly. We have a lot of big goals. We're trying to get a house, different things of that nature. And I feel like, you know, all for just one holiday, we can
right.
get gifts throughout the different, you know what I'm saying? Like
right.
we can spend money on time together eating out, a trip that we're taking with our family later on next year. Just so many different things we could be investing on, but I don't want to forfeit dinner for a Christmas gift.
My
right.
rent, right.
Right, and my thing, my main issue with Christmas is the fact that I feel like a lot of these industries and society has made Christmas such a commercialized holiday to
yeah.
the point where it's really not even about Jesus anymore. It's about these companies trying to make money towards the end of the year.
Sales
so that their
appearance.
CEOs and executives can have big bonus checks and stuff
yeah.
like that. And so my thing is, right, I'm looking at even our own personal finances and our own personal like family. Mises' birthday is November 3rd. Mine's December 1st. Her dad's birthday is December 2nd, and there's also their family's her parents' anniversary. And then what her brother's birthday is today. Her mom's birthday was yesterday. Then we got Christmas, and then we're trying to go on like these trips and stuff.
December is very busy for our family.
It is very
yeah,
busy.
Seriously. And so my thing is right. If I'm a like go all out for you, I'd rather do it on your birthday or on the anniversary. You know what I'm saying? And so my thing is like as far as Christmas gifts, Christmas is cool, but like.
For me, Christmas
you know?
Is more about the time. Because
yeah.
that's one thing I love about Christmas is not even for the reason for the season. I mean, that alone is already a great reason. But also, I love it for the reason of family. I love the fact that my family all, it's like, it's the reason to why we all come together. We all
yeah.
celebrate together, not separately, all on our phones, all centered around our gifts that we gave. No, it's all that like we get a chance to do it, everything together.
Yeah.
I love that. Now I want to ask this question. Who is shopper to hard for, you think, guys or girls?
Repeat the question.
Who is harder to shop for, guys or girls?
Girls.
And like relationships.
Girls.
How so? How sway?
Because y'all have so many like different technical things. Like I gotta figure out if I want to buy you something. I gotta figure out like okay, what her hair texture is. I can't just buy like any kind of products. I need to know like what her skin shade is, what kind of brand she uses. If I want to get her some makeup, if I want to get her some clothes, I gotta know exactly her size. I gotta know not just numbers, but numbers and letters sometimes. And then you might be a 10, or you might be an 8, or you might be a 6. And that can be pants or shoes. I don't know what y'all got going on. For a guy, you buy us a game, we straight.
No.
No, I'm not gonna lie. I think Kimo proved this point.
No.
I think he was right with the girls as far. Because, I mean, I was like, okay, we kind of high maintenance. You're right.
And then, like, even, like, let's say, for example, let's say, okay, it's Christmas time. I want to get you some scarves and some gloves and a hat. There are so many different styles of scarves, gloves, and hats. And then let's say you want to like make like a mix and match. You can't mix and match. You have to have like a pair. You know what I'm saying?
You can't mix and match. You're right.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give it to him. But listen, I feel like, okay, honestly, I feel like there is a hack when it comes to shopping for like your, you know, your significant other for the holidays. You guys shop together around that time. Because I mean, this is what I did for some of my Christmas people that I was shopping for. I took them with me when I was going to go, you know, buy their gifts or whatever. And this for one of the things I see that they pick up. Oh, I would love this. This is nice. I'm like, oh, yeah, that would. You like that? I think they have your size in here. Oh, you will? Okay. You walk away. You pick it up. You throw it to the cashier. She swipe your card and you get it. You know, you really got to pay attention.
But
that's
you have to be discreet, me and I. Everybody's discreet.
Yeah, I definitely get caught.
Yeah, I think guys are not discreet. Girls, we can get away with it. Mm-hmm. We can definitely get away with it.
Because y'all sneaky.
We sneaky. How you gonna say that? We sneaky for the right reason.
Exactly.
The right reason. That's a whole different conversation now where you guys are trying to go. But let me ask you, Kimo. So
yeah.
If you could put the guys on, the guys out here looking for something for bae, yeah. And they have no idea, what would you say? Put them on. What's the easiest thing for them to get a girl?
Oh.
What you don't know is that you're giving advice, but you're low key being tested.
Okay.
Let's see how you
all
do.
All right. Okay. All right. So guys, ladies love things that make them like smell good.
You trying to figure it out.
Hey man, we all trying to figure it out. So this is what I do. Anytime I'm trying to get a gift for like Misa, I always like take a picture of it and then send it to her mom and her sister and say, hey, do you think Misa would like this?
Yeah, you're right. Kimo be going around. But that's smart because, I mean, even if she has like friends,
right.
Mom, sister, whoever, get opinions on what they think.
Yeah, and then so like you can't go wrong with like an EOS ball or like a bath bomb. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
All right, y'all. Kimo kind of dropping some knowledge on y'all for real. Because honestly, if there's one thing us ladies we need to do, we need to bathe. One thing a lady likes to do is we like to smell good. That's one thing. I mean, you want your lady to smell good.
Yeah,
you don't want her smelling like, you know, old dirty socks and musk. No, you want her to smell like a breeze, a summer breeze.
Like
you
a
know
bubble
what I'm
bath.
Like a bubble bath. So hook her up. So listen, this is one thing on the opposite side of the fence. Mia, what should they not get? Do not try to get this for bae. Fellas, listen, do not get this for bae. I repeat. Don't try to get any makeup unless you know exactly
what
to brand
get.
It is or exactly where to get it. Because that's where you could really go wrong.
Yeah, one time I was at Georgia State and Kylie Cosmetics lipsticks just came out.
Oh,
remember this?
Y'all. Oh,
and
my
I called
goodness.
Myself trying to get some Kylie Cosmetics from this lady that I saw in the plaza at Georgia State.
Y'all,
under
she wore
a tent.
Trench coat and glasses.
She was selling it out her car.
Out the back of her trunk.
She had lip gloss and wristwatches.
Oh my gosh, she was selling it all. Okay, now Misa, on the other side, what do you think, if for those ladies who don't know what to get their man, what is a good gift for them to get their boyfriends or whoever, fiancés, husbands? What if they had no idea, what should you, do you think is a good thing for a lady to get?
Okay, now for the fellas. Ladies, this is for you, for your man.
Let me see what she about to say.
I think what you have to do, number one, I have to give it to Kimo. It is easier to shop for guys, especially if they are gamers. Get him the game. Now, sometimes the games are very expensive.
Facts.
Right. You got
sweet
it.
Jesus, they're so expensive. So if anything,
so you're trying to, didn't you just say there was a spending limit?
Huh?
Didn't you just say there was a spending limit?
Exactly.
So no, you ain't getting 2K19. Listen. So if anything, I would go for some of the basics. I would go for maybe a wallet, maybe a belt. I would go for also a hat, a jacket even. You know, socks. They need socks. Guys are always losing their socks. I'm still looking for Kimo's other sock right
now.
That's
funny. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So if anything, I think I would go for some nice clothes, if you know his style. Because, of course, ladies, we can dress the men.
Mm-hmm.
We can dress the fellas. But if anything, I think I would go for some either smell goods, kind of like piggybacking off of what Kimo's saying.
Because you want your man to smell good. He need a bubble bath.
Exactly.
Bubble
and you
bath.
Know sometimes he's skipping baths. He's skipping showers.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Just be throwing on that cologne.
Help your man out. So if anything, I would say wallet, maybe a wristwatch, maybe a chain, a top, a jacket or something. But
mm-hmm.
definitely at least go for the games if he is a gamer.
So what would you tell a couple, right,
mm-hmm.
who is – so Christmas is like in a couple days. Let's say they just got into a semi-big argument and Christmas is coming up.
Return it.
What? You gonna take it back?
No, those lines are too long. Just wait till after Christmas.
You got 3 days
no.
until Christmas, and y'all just had an argument. What do you do?
Listen, I think you should still get the gift. That's the reason why you bought it. Remember why you bought the gift. That's the quick way to mend the relationship.
Well, if you haven't bought the gift yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Oh, my gosh.
No, if anything, you guys, like, seriously, all jokes aside, Christmas just ain't Christmas without the ones you love.
Without the one you love.
Everyone knows this, okay? Try to put all of your feelings to the side, because the truth of the matter is not everybody made it to see another Christmas.
Come on now.
You know, not everybody made it to see another Christmas. And since you guys are here, let's just be happy for the holiday. You really shouldn't put a dollar amount on your love and the compassion you have for each other and your friendship. So if you can, talk about it, put it to the side, wrap that gift like your life depended on it, and give it to them with all the holiday cheer in the world.
But listen, man, let us know what you guys are thinking, man. Do you have a spending limit when buying Bae a Christmas gift? And if so, what is it? Let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Again, do you have a spending limit when buying Bae a Christmas gift? And if so, what is it?
Yes, most definitely. But Mia, especially when it comes to that argument, don't let it be a silent night.
Don't let it be a
Come
silent
on.
Night.
Like, do not give them the silent treatment. Let it be a silent night for a good reason. With that being said, we gotta close the show out the right way.
Listen, all of our MM Live Radio OGs who've been rocking with us since day one know what song we're about to play next. We always end the Christmas holiday season by playing this song right here, the classic. Here is Silent Night by The Temptations. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's MM Live Radio. Merry Christmas.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, I want you to be free. For all of our friends, would you listen to me? Now hear what I say. We wish you a
Merry Christmas. The Savior
is born.
If I had one wish in this world, to remember this life.
Merry Christmas to you and yours. That was the classic right there, Silent Night by The Temptations. Back with your girls, Misa and Mia from, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yes, yes. Please make sure you are subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or iHeartRadio. And for more info, go to our website at misaandmia.com/podcast.
Huge shout out to our Meals Perspective, Kimo Jones, for hanging out with us this week. Kimo, give the world your social media really quick.
Hello, world. You can follow me at The Kimo Jones. That's C-H-E-K-E-M-O-J-O-N-E-S.
And do you have any final words to give to the people?
Look, man, don't go broke trying to look rich. You got to eat on the 26th.
You got to eat on that. That is facts right there. Huge shout out to Kimo for being on the show this week.
Yes, and tune in to Eminem Live Radio next week because it's our last show of 2018.
Yes.
And we are going to recap the entire year on our New Year's edition on Eminem Live Radio.
And plus, we'll be having a special guest on the airwaves, 4 Against 5 artist Ty Brazzle will be on Eminem Live Radio next week. We'll talk about his new album, Destined for Greatness.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, we got to give the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O. Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show. But listen, your girls gotta get out of here once again. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left,
all right,
turn up, because that is not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day. It'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week. It'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month. It'll become the best year of your life. Start in the last bit of 2018 to claim 2019 to be your year. And let's start off strong this time. We love you so much. And thanks so much for tuning in. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia. And you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Whoop.
You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon. Merry Christmas.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the live.